This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Never once has this segment been anonymous. Elaine writes in for Parental Confidential, and the title reads, "I constantly have to remind my husband to take care of our son." Oh, the neglect, you guys.
Oh, we don't love that.
It should be interesting. Hey, Mike, did you feed our 2-year-old? He ate on Monday.
Elaine, it's Thursday, so.
Here's the full message that Elaine sent us this week. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom with my son. His dad is home on the weekends. And when my husband is here on the weekends, I feel like I constantly have to remind him to do things for our son, like brush his teeth, get him in the bath, make him food, change his diaper. And I ask him to do these things because if I didn't, I would just end up doing it and I would never, ever get a break at all. And when I ask him to do these things, he takes it as being bossy and then proceeds to say things like, "What have you done all day? I work 10 hours a day."
Yeah, that's not great.
This is going to trigger a lot of moms. And then he starts to make me feel guilty because I understand weekends are his only time off work to actually relax. He does work really hard. He's a great provider for us. Am I being unreasonable? Excuse me. Am I being unreasonable to ask him to do these things when he's here? I don't expect him to do everything, of course. I love taking care of my son. But it'd be nice to catch a break without having to make sure he's not on top of things. Not to mention, we have had conversations about having more kids. And of course,
oh dear,
I'm hesitant.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Sorry, Queen. I think that's like one of the biggest things in relationships is like when you don't share the same roles or have the same jobs or careers or whatever the case may be, it's so easy for your partner to point the finger and be like, "Well, I'm actually working. What are you doing?" Like, I've gotten,
nobody wants to have that fight.
Don't even have kids yet, but gotten into it with my significant other where they're like, "Well, I'm working." And it's like, just because I work different hours than you doesn't mean I don't work. Like, I hate that.
Yeah, because it turns into a competition. Elaine says, anyone been in this situation or have any advice on how to deal with this? Thank you guys so much. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening, especially moms who have felt this way.
Right.
You know, and especially if their husband and dad is majority of the time away from work, you're doing everything.
Right.
585-252-9800. How does Elaine get her husband to stop neglecting their son? I laugh because it's like it's silly, but it's a conversation obviously that needs to be had with them.
Right.
We got a text that came in from a Pete. Good morning, guys. First time texting in and just wanted to say this woman's husband is being a crappy father. This is the same guy you're having another kid with. Why won't you address all this before having conversations about more kids?
Right.
I think that's a conversation she might actually have, Peter.
She's going to have to.
If you're struggling right now with
miserable.
One. Yeah, of course. Michelle says, no. No, you are not being unreasonable. He sounds like he needs a new perspective about the contribution you make to your home when he's not around. We got one guy named Dave that just texted in. You're lucky enough that you have a husband that allows you to stay at home and not work.
Okay, Dave. Not your husband texting in. Love it. Not him texting in. Not an alias.
The burner phone.
Classic.
Yes, of course.
All right, there's a lot of sex I got to get to. Run, Elaine. Absolutely run. Demand better for yourself. My ex refuses to spend time with our child as babysitting. Right. Daddy daycare, you know, my biggest trigger.
I don't want to babysit today. Is that what you call it?
It's time for daddy daycare. Nope, you're just watching your child. You're just watching the child that you helped create. So, perfect. This person says, I have a full-time job. But I work from home. My husband goes to work and doesn't have the flexibility that I have. He feels like the house should be cleaned and dinner should be ready when he gets home from work because I've been home all day. Let's not forget that I'm also making money just as much as him. It's so little funny that I'm supposed to be doing my full-time job while providing for our family and getting everything done around the house. He doesn't take the basket of clothes to work with him and fold it while he's there, does he? No. So why should I have to?
What's a man got to do to get a hot meal around here?
Oh my God. Go to Burger King? I'm not sure.
Where you can get it your way. Robin says, good morning, guys. Being a parent is in no way comparable to having a job. It is a full-time 24-hour-a-day lifestyle, and I'm sick of these men who think it's just another annoying chore in addition to their overblown opinion of their job. I have been a stay-at-home mom, and I've also worked. And the stay-at-home tasks are far more exhausting than a job. With a job, you at least get some respect and appreciation plus a paycheck. It's more exhausting. I thought laying asphalt in the middle of July on a 100-degree day was tough.
I'm working around here.
I'm no parent expert, but if you have to remind your partner to not neglect your child, then therapy should probably be on the table. Well, listen, I mean, you know who you married. It's going to be tough.
I mean, you know who you're marrying until you're in new situations. Like, I mean, you didn't always have a kid together. You don't know how people are going to react in certain situations. Jenna from Tri-Lies here. Coming from experience, run, queen. That man doesn't respect you. Prioritize you and your son. Stop justifying his BS. Your husband needs to be present and watch. Watching a child is a full-time job. I think it's hilarious, that girl who was like, do you bring the laundry to work with you and fold it? I don't think so. Yeah, you know, it's hard because we've all been there. And like I said, we all work different hours and we all work different careers and jobs and things of that nature. But one isn't trumping the other.
And then let me get to one more here. At least this woman has a husband. My daughter's father left 6 years ago and never came home.
We're not comparing apples to oranges here, but thank you so much.
I know. Did he leave a note? Peaks Y, who's this?
It's Dr. Davey.
Wavy Davey. Oh, now you're a doctor.
Still not a doctor. Changes his profession every time he calls in.
What's up, Wavy Davey? Go ahead.
So, tough conversation. Yeah, being a stay-at-home mom, I guess it is tough.
He's like, I know from experience, it's super hard.
Well, it's tough to the age of what, you know, 6 or 7, because then the kids go to school,
right?
And you're still a stay-at-home mom, so it does relax an incredible amount of that point as far as having the responsibility of watching the child. You don't have a full-time job for 5 years and then retire, right? So I hear this argument a lot between parents. And being a stay-at-home mom, when the day's over, you're still at home.
Right.
So she's right. You know, her husband does need to pitch, and he does need to help. But again, it's also a choice that we make, right? You could have made a choice, or we can make a choice to go to work and then come home to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see both points. You can see both ends of it. But if your husband's a police officer, I don't think your job at home is tougher than his. There's stresses at each level. I wish I could stay home and raise kids. I'm not saying it's easy. I just think it might be easier, but you can definitely see the parent who stays home, that perspective.
Well, you have kids, so, right?
Yes.
How do you do it with your wife in dealing with the kids? What's that situation like? Does she work full-time like you?
We both work full-time.
Got it.
Okay. We both work full-time, and the kids are now of school age. They've been of school age now for 4 years, 5 years.
But also, you know,
preschool starts at five.
I need to interject for 1 second because you say we all make choices and things of that nature. If you and your spouse have a conversation, you're like, hey, it honestly would be cheaper for us. We would actually save money if you stayed home because mm-hmm. of childcare and things of that nature. And you have that conversation and that's the choices
100%.
That you make. You are not allowed to sit here and hold that over my head because we talked about it and we made the decision executively together to be like, this is actually going to save us money in the long run. So don't come back and throw it in my face because this is what we talked about.
Right. And I don't think anybody's throwing it in anybody's face. It was a mutual agreement.
Let me ask you something. As far as our girl, Elaine, that wrote this message for Parental and the situation that she's in, what advice, because I know you've had many conversations with other parents who've had this exact conversation. What advice would you give her to talk to her husband about? What would that conversation look like?
You know, I think you've got to come down to the realization of the situation, and he needs to realize that, okay, even though she's home all day and I'm at work and I'm grinding, she might get 15, 20 minutes, half an hour there. That might be what he's thinking, is she can relax,
yeah.
kids playing on the floor, she can read a book. You know, I don't think that being at home is 8 hours a day head on 100%, but the thing is, he also needs to understand that when he comes home, she has been under pressure, and he needs to help her relieve that pressure by taking those kids. By, hey, let's go. You know, weather's breaking. Let's go outside. Let's go for a walk on a Saturday morning. It's daddy kid day, and we're gonna leave the house and let mommy be mommy. Mommy's gonna do what she wants to do. I'm gonna make breakfast in the morning. Mommy's gonna sleep in on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
You know, so there's got to be some mutual give and take. Like I said, you know, I, when I'm home from work, we have women in our neighborhood who don't work and they watch the kids. And I wish I could take my kids for a walk in the middle of the afternoon, or I wish I could throw my kids in the pool in the middle of the afternoon, or throw them in the car and go to the park and grab an ice cream.
I think
that's the happy side of it. But
yeah, the discussion is,
it is a stressor.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling, Davey. Thank you for weighing in this morning. I think having a discussion about dividing tasks, even on like weekends, so both of you guys can relax and spend quality time with your son, you know, because both of you are under stress.
I honestly think this starts before you even have kids.
Yeah. Like, that's what, if you decide to get married and be a parent, maybe I'm wrong, but I think you would have a pretty good clue of what might be involved with that. You're both parents. You're both helping raise this kid.
I'm just saying, with like roles in the household, like, I mean, I cook, my girlfriend cleans, like we do our own laundry. There has to be that divide of, so one person isn't just doing everything and the other person's sitting on their ass. So, you know, you're set up in the future for when you do cross that bridge of kids and other obstacles of duties to be split.
Yeah.
That you're not going to just be doing it and left holding the bag all by yourself.
Thank you guys for weighing in on this Parental Confidential this morning. And Elaine, thank you for your message. Clearly, it's time to have a really hard sit-down conversation with your husband.
Right.
But we're rooting for you. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.